In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Today we have to recognize the great privilege and honor that we had of actually celebrating the feast of Saint Gabriel. I say that because up until just 5 years ago, it was not able to be celebrated. They changed the rules to allow for some of the saints' days to be celebrated during Lent, as opposed to the Lenten day being celebrated and the saints' day simply being a commemoration. On top of that, obviously, if this feast were to fall during Holy Week or during Easter week, then it doesn't get celebrated. The Feast of the Annunciation, which we'll have tomorrow, that will get moved if it's during Holy Week or Easter week. Gabriel does not. So it's really quite a rare occasion that we even get to celebrate this feast. So that's why I say it's a privilege to be able to do so. The timing of the feast is pretty obvious, the day before the Annunciation. You know, we see that Gabriel appeared to Daniel to be able to answer his inquiries to the Lord. We see that, of course, he also appeared to Zechariah to tell him about the birth and the coming birth of John the Baptist. But certainly the greatest privilege and honor of his career was to appear to Our Lady. And I think what's important is if we look at all the different stories of the angels appearing to different people, because we have a number of them in the Old Testament, there's always a greeting that is there and so on. But this one's a little different. And the reason this one is different is because in every other greeting, the angel is appearing to a person who is less than himself and passing on information. In this case, he appears to someone who is greater than himself, not by nature, but by grace. By nature, our Blessed Lady is obviously much lower than the angels, but by grace, she is higher than the angels. And consequently, when he is able to greet her and refer to her as full of grace, bowing before her. Notice in all the other ones when he appeared, we didn't hear it in the first reading today with Daniel, and the other ones when he appears, the people are scared, they're startled. Our Lady wasn't. Because again, by grace, she's higher than the angel. She didn't have the knowledge that the angel had. The angel had already accepted God's plan for salvation. So right from the very beginning, before God even began his material creation, he had shown to all of the angels the mystery of the incarnation, the mystery of Our Lady also being exalted above the angels. And so Gabriel, like the other good angels, including your guardian angel, said yes to God. So he already had knowledge of what was coming. Our Lady knew what was going to happen because of what is in sacred scripture, but she certainly didn't have the details that Gabriel was presenting to her. Number one, that she was going to be the mother of God, and just exactly who this was going to be and what his name was going to be and so on. All those things that she wouldn't have had the details of. But it is still fascinating to be able to see the humility of the angel. He's not commanding as he did in the with the other apparitions, because he's in the presence of Our Lady. So if we think about that and ask ourselves, what is our disposition? First of all, toward our Blessed Lord. Secondly, to our Blessed Lady. Thirdly, to the angels, because they are all higher than we. God, obviously, infinitely so, as he is perfect. Our Blessed Lady, infinitely below God, but way, way, way beyond us. And the angels, generally, especially the guardian angels, not the guardian, but the archangels, in this case, among the highest of the angels, one of the seven who is around the throne of God. So again, way beyond where we're at. And we tend to forget that reverence. We tend not to think in those ways. We have people like Daniel, who we are told when Gabriel first appeared, all the life went out of him. He fell down as if dead. He was ashen, all the color went out of him. That's because an angel appeared. And so if that's the case with someone as great as Daniel, what about someone as lowly as you or me? What kind of reverence should we have in the presence of the angels? We see that with Gabriel coming to Our Lady, the reverence that he has in her presence. And how about us? Gives us something to think about. When we see that kind of humility in an angel, and then we see the arrogance in our own selves, or the way that we carry on with our Lord and our Lady as though we're equals, and we can just chat like there's no big deal. It's exactly the opposite of what Saint Teresa tells us. So the Master in prayer tells us that we must never, ever lose our reverence and respect. That while, yes, we can converse with the Lord and we have that privilege, we must always keep in mind that He is God and we are not. We must always maintain that reverence. And even when we see somebody like Daniel falling flat on his face in the presence of an angel, we recognize that we ourselves are so small and yet so loved by God that He has given us our own angel to be with us. But we need to follow that angel's instruction. Our Lady listened to what the angel said. So let it be done to me according to Your word. We should at least have that kind of disposition, because what our angel is going to tell us is truth, and it can be nothing other than that. When we read even what Gabriel presented to Our Lady, it is so packed. You could literally write an entire book just about that one little paragraph of what it is that he presented to her. It has taken us 2,000 years to unpack that. She understood it immediately, to the degree that a human intellect can. But she was willing to say yes to a mystery that was infinitely beyond her. We are asked to say yes to that same mystery, but we're not going to be asked generally to say yes to something like that in our own life. We're just going to be asked to say yes to be obedient to what God is asking. And our angel is going to lead us along that path. But if we read, for instance, what we see coming from the mouth of Gabriel, whether it's toward Our Lady, whether it's toward Zechariah, whether it's toward Daniel, look at what Saint Michael is presenting toward Daniel and elsewhere. We see this and we can learn so much truth, so much charity, so much reverence. That's what the angels teach us. As great and glorious as they are, they always recognize how small they are compared to God. And in this case, when one of the seven angels around the throne of God greets a human woman as one who is greater than he, because she was and is, you see the humility that these angels have. And remember always, humility and charity are completely connected. The depth of our humility is equal to the height of our charity. So when we think about a seraphim, the seraphim means burning ones. They are on fire with love for God. That means that has to be how deep their humility is as well. So as great as they are, their humility is equal to that. And that's exactly what we see in St. Gabriel as he appears to our Blessed Lady, to be able to bring the greatest news in the history of the world, that the Son of God is going to be conceived in the womb of our Blessed Lady, and the work of our redemption was about to commence. What a gift that God has given through the work of an angel. And what a great grace, not only for the angel to recognize Our Lady's greatness, but for her humility. Because again, the humility and the charity, we see Our Lady's charity, then we see her humility. And that's exactly what we see in the way that she responds to the angel. One who is greater than the angel is therefore more humble even than the angel. And that's exactly what we see in this conversation. And ultimately, her great humility and charity to say, Fiat mihi, secundum verbum tuum, be it done unto me according to thy word.